Welcome to the Reseller Entrepreneur, the podcast for reseller hobbyists eager to turn reselling into a successful business. Learn from Mike and other reseller entrepreneurs as they share their experiences and tips on running an online business. Here's your host, Old Fashioned Mike.
Hello, welcome to the show. So it's been a few weeks since I've done anything because I'll be honest with you, I've lost a lot of motivation. So 2021, I think I kind of alluded to this last episode, kind of went out with a little bit of a whimper, largely because, you know, I'm used to people buying new clothes as gifts for, you know, November, December. And so my sell-through rate was much higher in 2020 than it was in 2021. And to be honest with you, it played a little bit of a psychological issue with me and my future of eBay selling and reselling in general. So I will tell you that I've now gone into my numbers pretty deeply because I'm obviously preparing for taxes, as you should be doing. And I've been going through the numbers pretty extensively and getting to know the kind of the metrics that I set up for myself and what actually I performed. And so, you know, in my situation, and maybe in your situation too, since I've changed product lines so drastically, you know, really kind of just stopped listing clothing altogether, as you know, and started just listing collectibles. And the sell-through rate in collectibles is much lower. So so a lot of your metrics are going to be thrown off. So I started selling, you know, collectibles, I'll call it January. It's probably late January of 2021. And so, you know, I was averaging about 9 a day. Actually, I finished the year at 10 a day, but I was averaging about 9 a day, probably starting in January. I'm going to go through this probably a little bit more detail. Matter of fact, let me just do that right now. I was averaging, in 2020, 11.7 starting, 10.3 in January and averaged, finished the year at 9.8. And the reason why it started going down is because as I was stopping to, selling or actually listing clothing, I sold less clothing, and that's to be expected. So I have a kind of an apples and oranges type of situation going on. And maybe you're going to run into that too, if you've made the switch over to something that's a little bit more scalable. Yeah. And I will tell you what ends up happening is if you just looked at metrics, you start to worry about just selling collectibles, because what ends up happening is you end up selling a lot less than you anticipated because you're going off the old paradigm of selling about 10 a day. And you start selling more like 8 and 9 and 7 and 6 and, you know, and so on a day. And it starts to screw with your mind. And actually, and it started to screw with my mind. I'm just going to be completely honest. I mean, I was having a pretty heavy dose of imposter syndrome coming in to 2022. Then I started really delving into my numbers, really going in deep into them. And I'm going to go into them deep today. And so this is going to be more like a stream of consciousness episode. And I say that because I'm going to be basically having my nose into spreadsheets and reading numbers and going over what that means and so on and so forth. So it's a pretty deep dive. Could be boring for you. Maybe it's not. So, I hope it's not. But it's going to be less of editing on my part because I'm just going to be basically going over numbers, what that means, and going back and forth between applications, meaning that my desktop application, the software I use for this podcast, and then my spreadsheet. So it's going to be disjointed a little bit if I end up going back and forth. So I'm just going to try to just read and go through these things for you. And follow along as much as you can. I'm not going to give you the spreadsheets to look at. I'm using the same spreadsheet that I always talk about constantly, and I'm actually going to be making this into a database so that you don't have to actually do a lot of the moving things around constantly at the end of the year and at the end of the month closing out your book. So I'm actually going to create a desktop application for you. I'll provide this to you guys, of course, when I finish it. But all right, so let's start. What I do and what you should do is understand all your gross sales costs and then your net sales. And then and then your fees. You got to understand all this stuff. So, you know, just, you know, opening up the kimono, as they say, I sold $83,000 last year, $83,375 to be exact. But if I were to compare that against 2020, so I sold 72,000. So about $10,000 more for the year. Now I'll tell you, that's where I started to get a little bit worried because I said, oh, God, I've done all this new listing and haven't grown that much. So what's going on? What's going on with my business? And that is a direct result of the changeover. So I stopped listing completely clothing in January. I wouldn't say completely. I still had some stuff left over. So let's call it February. So in February, I stopped completely listing clothing and still sold it. You know, as you recall, think back as I was trying to get rid of it en masse, never had a taker really. And the reason for that is that, you know, it was a big number that I was asking and it was a big number because I spent a big number. So, I will be very, very, very honest. Seeing this, I said, you know, maybe I just need to stop doing this. And I started putting more efforts and looking, not at getting another job, but really just putting more efforts in my other business. And my other business pays, you know, my profit, since it's software, makes a lot more money. I just want to be very, very clear about that. eBay is not a get rich quick scheme, as you know. There's a lot of effort that goes into it and there's a lot of moving around, but it's a really what I would call an annuity. So basically you build up a bunch of inventory and that stuff sells over time. You know, over time you, I wouldn't say you work less, but you could be a little bit more, free with your time doing other pursuits, whether it's another business or work or just home life, right? Doesn't really matter. But the reason is that because you've built up this big inventory, you're selling it over time. And as long as that inventory still remains, has a value to it, you could sell it. And that works with clothing, that works with collectibles, especially, I think. Obviously, clothing styles change, so maybe that would affect you, or maybe it wouldn't. If you were selling staples in clothing, like, you know, button-down shirts and jeans and stuff like that, you're probably fine. But if you were selling, you know, highly designer items, it might not be because obviously styles change. And I would say that's to be true with women's clothing too, is that the even more so because the styles women don't like to wear. I mean, I'm painting a broad brush here, but generally women don't like to wear last year's fashion if they're going to buy. Some of them, obviously, they obviously buy staples just like men buy staples. But high designer stuff is very, very kind of time sensitive, if you will. Whereas, in collectibles, generally speaking, they either maintain or go up in value over time. So, you know, a little bit better of a market, I think, for you. So anyway, I sold 72,000 in 2020 and in 2021, I sold 83,000. Now this is where the interesting piece is. In 2020, now, mind you, I was growing rapidly. So, you know, of that 72,000, I had 8% net margin. That's very low. Okay. So in other words, that's about $5,800 in profit for 2020. Okay. So that's very big. That's a lot of time, but that's of course when you grow. So when you grow, you're putting a ton of money. Remember I said this many, many episodes ago that I need to, you need to put in 100% or maybe even more than 100% into your business when you grow it. So it's about like fueling a rocket ship, right? You're putting all this money in, not taking anything out, you're living off of savings. And then what happens, you get out of the atmosphere, then pushing it farther and farther into space, you know, to give you the the astronomy word of it, is that you basically what you're doing is takes less effort to kind of grow your business after that. And so that's the same thing, right? And you might have pushes to do it again. So you might, you know, your year in 2-3, you're putting even more money into it just to kind of grow and grow and grow. So then when you finally, I would say, just put it on maintenance mode, then you could start taking money out. And that's kind of what happened to me in 2022 or 21. If I look at my 2021, I had 36% net margin. So what that means is I made a net profit of about $30,000. About $31,000 actually. So that's still low, still not where you want to be. Now, mind you, I have another business, just like you might have a job. And there are people that are a lot more profitable than me because they found a niche that works for them. And that's great. Okay. So if you recall, my niche is collectibles because of a couple things. One is space. One is expense. Another is expense, excuse me. Another is scalability, right? And so those things make it scalable. So the 36% margin is expected, right? But you got to watch out when you're doing the changeover. You want to make sure what your margin is on your new product, not your old product. So what I've done is I've backed out the all my clothing is in those numbers. So 36% is the margin that I'm getting, my net margin that I'm getting on collectibles only. So the reason why I want to do that is because you want to make sure your income is predictable. And the way to do that is to then make it apples to apples. So I've done the apples to oranges conversion to apples to apples. You need to do the same thing. Otherwise, what's going to happen is your number's going to be skewed. And so I didn't do that in some of my metrics, though, specifically around the number I sell per month, which corresponds to the number I sell per day. So that's the piece that was messing with me. And actually, to be honest with you, and also your gross numbers. So my numbers, if I were to list the amount of clothing that I have done for the collectibles, and I use the eight a day that I was selling in clothing, and my margin was around, I'm not going to use the 8% because that's, of course, a skewed number because I was growing, but I would have to, let's say it was at 20%. I just don't know what that number is, to be honest with you, because I've never really had a clean number on the clothing. And I'm comparing in 2019, it was really only 3 or 4 months that I was in business. So it's hard because I've made this change so quickly. If I did clothing for a couple of years, but let's just call it 20%. You know, I would have made more money, but I would have made less profit. If you look at the net margin, right? So, and 20 is, you know, I sold a ton more a day. The sell-through rate was 8%. If I would have extrapolated out and I would have grown just as fast and had a warehouse, for instance, you know, I probably would have made more money, but I would have made less profit. And the idea is that it's not how much money you make. It's not much your sales are. Your sales are an important figure in the sense that it does prop you up as far as your psychology around selling, because you say, hey, I sold $100,000 or $200,000 worth of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's how much you take home, right? So that's where I started to make the change here in my psychology wise is that I started to realize that, you know, listen, I'm bringing home more money, right? So I brought home $30,000 last year of profit. That's net. After all expenses, after all eBay fees, after all shipping and my insurance and my trash that I paid, because I paid for trash because I was in a warehouse, all my fixtures and supplies, all my inventory, that's everything. That is what I call the cash profit. Now, mind you, when you get taxed, you're taxed on differently, because what's happening is your inventory expense, and I'm not an accountant, so I'm just going to say this, but understand that you should check with your accountant, okay? But your inventory expense is not a dollar for dollar write-off. So what ends up happening is really the cost of goods sold is what you need to know, right? That's why you need to track how much you've paid for things. And then you need to, and so the new spreadsheet that I use, I use transactions level details versus me just doing the net at the end of the month, like I did in 2019 and 2020. So what I understand is that my cash profit is really going to be different from my taxable profit. So for instance, I am so far this month, and I'm just going to use my eBay and other sales numbers. So this month I've done about, let's call it 3,400. I've done 3,400 in eBay sales for the month of January so far. Okay. So January's not over yet. And I did about $3,500 in my other company. So I got a total gross sales of 6,890 to be exact, right? So far the month's not over yet. So, my cash profit, and I'm going to say all my expenses, my net expense is about $2,100. My cash profit is $4,700. Okay. So far now, but that's not the real number. The real number is my taxable profit is $5,100. It's higher. Now I have less cash in my pocket because, of course, I'm taking out the entire inventory expense, but you are taxed on cost of goods sold. Now, mind you, check with your accountant. Don't take it from my word. I'm not an accountant, but I've done taxes quite a long time. And so your cost of goods sold is what you're taxed on. So it's going to be higher because you haven't sold everything you bought. So you got to understand your tax profit and your cash profit, right? So my cash profit is about $5,100. Now my cost of goods sold for my other business is almost nothing. So really, honestly, if I were to extrapolate that and just do the eBay sales, it's going to end up, it's about, you know, $1,800. So I haven't made much this month so far. And that's because my sales in January are pretty low. And that's not good. And you know, the month's not over yet. And usually, I end up the month around $5,000. It's about $3,200 now. It's probably going to end up being about, you know, $45,000 to $5,000 this month too. So now, mind you, that's growing every month, not by a lot, because the sell-through rate on what I sell is not a lot. But the important thing is the profit. So the profit is 36%. So that $1,100 in profit, or $1,800 in profit, excuse me, that I said is all profit. That's after all expenses and so on. So I know that January is generally a lower sales month for me, as is December and November. It's going to start to go up really kind of towards the end of February in the collectible space. But remember, my sell-through rate's only going to be about 1.5% versus the 8% for the clothing. So
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of dire climate news? Turn that concern into action. Tune in to the Climate Confident podcast every Wednesday morning when I bring you good news and real solutions from the front lines of climate action. Whether you're in business, tech, or just passionate about sustainability, the Climate Confident podcast is your weekly dose of optimism and inspiration. Subscribe to Climate Confident on your favorite podcast platform and start your Wednesday with hope and actionable insights.
I have to ask myself, what are the levers to be able to increase sales and increase profit? So my profit, again, is pretty good, right? Profit is, I mean, it's really high. By the way, I'm only working half a day on my eBay store per day, sometimes maybe up to about 2 o'clock. And then, you know, normally what happens is I work in the morning, I work on the eBay store, and then I take a little bit of a break for lunch or something like that. And then after that, it's all my other business. And I've always done that. I just had a much longer day when I was doing clothes because it took me all day just to do probably 30 pieces of clothing where I could do 100 in a morning for collectibles. So my inventory was probably in the 3,000-ish space with just clothing, and now it's around 23,000 because that's all collectibles, and that was much, much faster. And I have about $2,000 items of clothing left. It's probably even less now. But the point is that you know, I'm scaling the business on half a day where I wasn't able to do that before. I was working 7 days a week. I don't work 7 days a week now. I work, you know, the typical five. Maybe I work a little bit on Saturday or Sunday, usually Sunday, frankly, to do my shipping because I have a bunch from the weekend and I want to get them out so that on when they do the payouts on Tuesday, that everything's kind of settled. So I set it all on Sunday, take it to the post office, do the scan at the self-service queue there. And so that on Monday, everything's kind of settled out. And then on Tuesday, I get the pay. But so I'm basically working about, let's call it 25 hours a week versus doing like 60 or 70 hours a week just on eBay and then doing probably another 20 to 30, literally. I mean, maybe not 20 to 30, but I would say I was putting in a good 80, 90 hour work week. And that is not exaggerating at all. As a matter of fact, I don't know how I had time to do this podcast at all. Frankly, I just did it because it kind of made me sane. And I was in the office on Sunday anyway. So I pump it out on a Sunday and put it out. But that's a big reason why I'm down to, you know, less frequent podcast because this podcast doesn't make me any money. But I do it because I enjoy it. So it's more like recreation. But the point is that you need to then focus your efforts on finding more products. So anyway, so that's kind of what I'm taking out of this whole thing, is that my margins are quite good. It's at 36% this month so far. I'm actually targeting to get to 43% by the end of this year. And that's a far cry from the 8, 9, 10%, let's call it. And maybe if I were to extrapolate out 20%, if I were to stop growing at the pace I was in clothing. But it's a big difference. And the space requirements. And what makes it, by the way, higher margin is that my space requirement's less. I don't have to have a warehouse. If I were to have 23,000 clothing items, my warehouse expense would have been, I don't know, probably $2,000-$3,000 a month, maybe even more. And so that's going to, your operating expenses are huge, right? Now, we'll tell you is that in this operating expense, I have internet coverage. Now, the internet coverage, it was part of my expense at home and part of my expense at my workplace, separate. And so it was, you know, if you look at your own personal net profit, so now I'm not doubling up on that expense because I work out of my house. So, but your mileage, since you're not running around, is less. All your insurance, since you're not working out of a secondary warehouse, you don't have that expense. Although you do carry the risk of losing all your inventory if your house catches on fire, I guess. But, your supplies are going to be less because you're not having to buy, duplicate supplies. Although there's not a lot of supplies at home, but there is, but the supply expense is less. You're certainly, your fees are going to be less because you're sitting, your amount of sales is lower. So your fees are going to be less. Remember, the only important thing is your profit. It's not important how much sales you make. Sales is when somebody on YouTube says, I've made a $200,000 a year selling on eBay. What they're usually not telling you is that, they're not telling you net profit. What they're doing is just saying, this is what my sales are. And that doesn't make, that's no big deal at all. I mean, I could sell $200,000. I sold $70,000 my first year selling. But what the point is, what is your profit? So eBay fees and shipping fees and things like that are huge, right? So the more you sell, the higher they are. And believe it or not, they're higher percentage of sales as well. And mind you, why I say that is because if you had 23,000 clothing listings, you're going to have the store size, the store subscription is going to be 300 at least minimum and per month versus 59. So that's $250 savings. So you get the point is that all your operating expenses are lower. Even your fee structures are lower. So that's what contributes to your net margin. So the estimate of 20% net margin on clothing is just an estimate. I mean, I don't know what it is. I probably can go back and chug through the numbers to see if that's true. But if you recall, I had to spend basically either a Friday or usually a Saturday or Sunday going to Goodwill and other places to get inventory with clothing. That's time away from my friends, time away from my family, time away from things that I like to do. Right? I don't have to do that anymore. I go in, I find a seller that I'm used to selling, buying from, whether that they're on eBay or other means. I have a collect cards of people who do what I do. And I can just call them up and say, hey, I need this. And then they sell it to me. So, and then it comes in a big bulk and that may be the work for the month. That's all movement that costs you money, which, in dollar standpoints is really only your mileage on your car to do all that work. But that doesn't exist anymore. So really, honestly, your operating expense, it doesn't really have that much impact on it because the real big expense is your time, right? Your time is much bigger. So if you like going to Goodwill, great. Go do that for fun. Maybe buy a few things that you could resell, but look at it as recreation if you like to do that. I liked it initially. But after a while, it got boring. I hated it. Just running from place to place and going through all the stuff and pulling stuff out. And you see the dollars. And it just, I lived the business to a point where people around me kind of understood that I lived the business constantly, and it really kind of irritated them. And I get that. So maybe that's not, you don't have that constraint. So if you don't have the constraint, go for it. But the point is that I have a 36% net margin versus, I'm just going to say, an estimate of 20% net margin. But the difference is that I had something that took over my life versus something that didn't take over my life. So it's not all about net margin either. So I started putting all this stuff together and saying, hey, well, how much money did I really make? And it's like, it's a lot more. It's just a lot more. And so, you know, it's not how much your sales are. So don't ignore your sales. I mean, you want to get up there. Don't get me wrong. But the point is that, you know, if you're making $15,000 to $20,000 in sales a month, which is great, it's how much are you taking home? Right. And, so I'm getting there. My sales are going up. So what's happened is I've done the changeover. So now it's just about feeding the beast, right? Feeding eBay a number of listings, and you will sell them, right? And just kind of, if your sell-through rate, while important, is not the most important thing. The point is that you just want to get as much inventory in there as possible. So grow, as I've been saying that for the past year. So let me summarize. So I've said this a few times, but I'm going to summarize a little bit because I've been throwing around a bunch of numbers there. Is you want to be focused on a few things. One is that what is your average sale price, right? What's your gross profit per unit and what's your net profit per unit? And then, so in my case, like I've been saying, 70% gross margin, which is better than what I expected for this year so far. But your net margin, my net margin's lower because I've actually taken on a few expenses this month that I didn't, but it's still 36% is what I've done this month. 36% is what I averaged last year. So the point is that in summary, you're going to focus purely on net margin. Now, just to be very clear, net margin is basically your profit your sales minus all your expenses and what's that margin is, how much money you've made out of that. So, understand that number. That's the only thing that's important. The only thing you should be asking yourself is what, after all that net margin, how much time have I spent to make that net margin? And if it turns out to be more than a 40-hour work week or maybe 50-hour work week, then really you are really losing money and maybe you should go out and get a job. The reason why I say that is because anything more, if I sold 8% of my inventory every month, just like I did with clothing, and had to fulfill it for 70 hours a week. Do I really want that too? No, the answer is no, I don't. I don't want to work a 70-hour work week to keep my business up and running to make a 36% margin. So if I really use real numbers, if I make 36% margin working part-time, and that's what it really is at this point, if I were to double my efforts and work a full day, would I make 72% margin? Well, it probably is not. Maybe I'd probably make 50% margin. So is that 50% margin worth a full day's worth of work? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I mean, I have another business. So for me, that's the reason, because I make a huge margin in my other business. And in my other business, if I start working, if I start putting more effort to get more sales in my other business, the problem is that would take over all my day because it's a much different world in the eBay listing game. All right. So that's enough for this week. I'm going to try to get more regular. I keep on saying that, but it's just, I just lack the motivation this last go around. And so we'll see if we could get it more on a regular schedule. Thank you for listening. And again, support our sponsors. Go to the website if you want to know who those people are. And thank you very much and talk to you real soon. Bye.
This episode has ended, but your journey towards turning your reselling hobby into a business doesn't have to. Head on over to oldfashionedmike.com for more information and tips on running a successful reselling business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Until next time.